1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. He is dead. The suspected Maine mass shooter Robert Card found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Law enforcement sources tell ABC News they've recovered a body. Police in Maine scheduled a late-night news conference. Lewiston strong signs popping up around the community. Alex McMahon has been helping to make and hang the signs.
A show of Lewiston's strength. You know, the sign says Lewiston strong. We actually started kind of pushing this movement last night. We put it up on the sign, the marquee at one of our stores, and we put one downtown at the entrance to town.
The mass shooter killed 18 people Wednesday, injured 13 others. The suspected gunman has been found dead. Suicide drone believed to be targeting American forces in Iraq, shot down by the U.S. just miles short of the base. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin saying those attacks against U.S. forces by Iranian-backed militia groups are unacceptable and must stop. This is ABC News. Special Counsel Jack Smith's office investigating possible threats from former President Trump to his White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. Meadows granted immunity to testify in the federal election interference case. Here's ABC's Catherine Falders.
In these papers, Smith's team heavily references this post that Trump posted on a social media site, Truth Social, which they called his post harmful. They said that Trump was trying to, quote, send an unmistakable and threatening message to a foreseeable witness in the case. This was after Trump posted online reacting to our story, essentially saying that Meadows probably wouldn't get immunity.
Tomorrow is Drug Takeback Day. Drug Enforcement Administration has locations across the country for people to safely dispose of old, unused, or unwanted prescription drugs. DEA says proper disposal keeps drugs out of the medicine cabinets where they can be abused or taken by accident. You can find a location near you at DEATakeback.com. Andy Field, ABC News.
Trunk or treat, I'm going trunk or treating.
Terry, you got to be talking about one of the Halloween events coming up at both Green Bay area YMCAs, Saturday, October 28th. It's fun for the whole family and includes games, a costume contest, and of course, Halloween treats, my favorite.
Oh, and Todd, it's happening at the East Side YMCA from 1 to 4, then the West Side YMCA from 4 to 7. But the trunk or treat, well, that one's only on the East Side between 1 and 2. Decorate your car and the kids get treats from your trunk.
Sounds like a lot of fun, and it's all free. Would you rather help out? You can volunteer for any of the Halloween events on Saturday, October 28th at both Green Bay YMCAs.
Find all the information at greenbayymca.org. greenbayymca.org. Keeping you connected to your community. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 1590 AM, 97.9 FM, and the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
A flooded basement, a backed up sewer, a fire in your home or garage. Each
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Pay raises for district attorneys and public defenders appear to be having the desired effect. Vacancies are down since the raises went into effect July 1st. Wisconsin District Attorneys Association President Eric Tony tells Wisconsin Public Radio that morale is also better. Public defenders say much the same about retention and morale. Now, Tony says he wants lawmakers to create more prosecutor jobs to help lighten the workload. Tomorrow is Prescription Drug Takeback Day in Wisconsin. People who have old prescription drugs sitting around the medicine cabinet can bring them to one of 140 events happening around the state. There are also nearly 500 drop boxes where people can leave their old medicine anytime. Attorney General Josh Call says Wisconsin is consistently one of the national leaders in the safety effort, and it makes a difference. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Packers host the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers face the Minnesota Vikings Sunday at noon at Lambeau Field. Now, although the Vikings star receiver Justin Jefferson is on injured reserve, quarterback Kirk Cousins has found a new favorite target, rookie first-round pick Jordan Addison. Matt LaFleur.
Well, he's a guy that just studying him coming out of college that everybody was pretty excited about. I think he's a dynamic threat down the field. obviously developed a pretty good rapport with Kirk.
College football, Wisconsin hosts undefeated Ohio State tomorrow night, kickoff at 6:30. Badgers quarterback Braden Locke says they need to play like they did last week against Illinois.
And I think in the fourth quarter, we did a great job of that. You know, Braylon ran hard all night. Will made a great catch. Skylar Bell made a great catch.
NBA, the Bucks won their season opener 118-117 against the 76ers. Giannis had 23, but says that Damian Lillard's 39 points made the difference.
We have a guy that allows us and takes us to a different level.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies overnight with a low of 35. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 44. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy. Chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 35. Cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 43.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Cudahy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We talk about Native issues and beautiful things out there, you know, and Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
You're absolutely right, Dega. As usual, this portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Well, let's get that straight. I'm right about once a day, and that's the one time we talk about
many more.
Oh, thank you. There'll be a little something extra in your envelope this week for saying that. I appreciate that. Hey, we it's Friday, and it's State Senator Mary Kunish is here with us, and we're always really, really happy to see the state senator and all the great work. We just had, I want to welcome you, State Senator Mary Kunish. We just had Kate Bean on and a few days ago talking about the flag, and she had nothing but good things to say about you. And it's already a lot of things that our listeners know about you, but it's always good to hear again.
Oh, I'm going to have to go back and listen to that.
Awesome. Hey, welcome. Thanks for coming on and spending some time with us on a dreary Friday. You know, a lot happening nationally. Of course, our prayers go out to the victims in Maine and their family. You know, these gun laws just have to be changed. It's just crazy that how things have escalated in the last 20, 25 years.
It's really... it's horrifying. I mean, I don't know what is making the difference. Because when you think about it, when we were kids, you know, folks had rifles, they had guns, you know, all of those sort of things. And we didn't have these mass shootings. And you just wonder, and I know people say mental health issues, all those other things like that, but I think it was in today's Star Tribune, there was a list of all the mass shootings just in this year alone. And it was a long, long list. It was a long list. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I don't know what causes people to disconnect like that and start killing innocent people.
Yeah, I agree. I think these assault rifles are a big issue, and those are the things the NRA really pushed over the years. I mean, nobody needs an assault rifle to go hunting. You'll blow apart the deer. I mean, you know, so there's all these issues out there. And again, we just put prayers out to the families there, and let's get some real gun laws out there. And I agree, State Senator, you know, when we were younger, I mean, everybody had guns. They went hunting and did the things. But, you know, giving somebody an assault rifle like that, and there's, I heard there, I read there in the last 10 years, there's 20 or 50% more guns out there than there were just 20 years ago.
I bet it's even more than that. I bet there are so many weapons out there that, of course, are not registered, have been morphed from other guns, bits and pieces. I mean, I think you can use a 3D printer these days to create a gun. So, you know, guns are the thing. So and it's interesting because here in Minnesota, you know, we do have conceal and carry laws. And we have legislators that choose to carry their guns in the Capitol and will often sort of flaunt it, you know, take off their jacket and turn around and there it is tucked in the back of their belt. Not even in a holster. I mean, honestly, somebody could just grab it and do whatever with it. I mean, I don't know if it's loaded. I don't know what he does with it when he uses the lavatory, but it could go off any time. And it's been highlighted in the news and in different bits and pieces of newspapers. But, you know, everybody, they say, that's my right. It's my right. It's my right. Well, what about the right of all these people who are being shot up, you know?
Mary, we had a guest on a long time ago about this. And one of the things I want to ask both of you guys, have you ever had a pistol in your hand?
No.
Okay. So what he was saying was the power that you feel with just that in your hand.
Oh, right. I've seen videos of people trying to shoot guns and the whole gun just completely coming out of their hands.
Well, not only that, but I mean, even not shooting it, just holding it. Just holding it on your person, not shooting it, that there's some kind of innate power that comes with the way it's balanced, the way, you know, all these strange things. And it made me think that, yeah, you know, whenever I had a gun, I had a weird power in my hand. And that's just a scary thought.
Yeah.
Well, it was a number, I'm trying to think, maybe maybe 8 years ago or so, a friend of mine who is a big gun owner invited me to a day of women of the NRA. And I thought, oh my gosh, what is this? And what kind of propaganda are they going to try to feed me? And so my daughter and I actually went. And I'm going to say a couple of things. It was very informative. It was very informative. The gentlemen that ran it were all very respectful, and there was like no political discussion there. There seemed to not to be an agenda. At least they didn't. And there were a bunch of women there. And they took us from a bow and arrow all the way up to long range rifle. So I don't even know what to call them, but automatic long range where, you know, we had to lay down and the target was half a mile away and you look through the microscope and you ping it. And it was like, wow, this is so cool. But, you know, that's a rush that a lot of people I think get from weapons like that. I did learn a lot about different, you know, different weapons, different guns, rifles, and that sort of thing. I've never gone back and done it. But There used to be guns in my house when I was married, and I was not comfortable with that. And so,
I think
my husband was a hunter, and, you know, I think he succumbed to the pressure of different weapons and, you know, owning, like, it's a big deal to own some of these things. So,
yeah, I like what you said there, the rush. And I think that's what I was trying to get at. Just holding a gun in your hand, that rush, that physical rush.
Go skydiving if you want to rush. I mean, I don't know. Do something else.
Well, I don't think you'll ever find me skydiving, but I think that was just, I think it was a very good experience for me. I'll say that much. I did find out my daughter is an incredible shot.
All right. Hey, we're here with Steve. I'll have to ask you which one off air. We're here with Minnesota State Senator Mary Kunish, and this is Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us.
When we heal from our traumas,
when we face our fears,
let go of our addictions,
when we relearn our values,
when we live our teachings,
respecting our elders,
cherishing and honoring our children,
when we honor and take care of our spirit,
there will be no room left for sexual violence.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Eat Local Minnesota is a great way to find locally owned Minnesota restaurants and food purveyors. You'll find high quality food and unique eating experiences with dishes from around the world. Just visit eatlocalminnesota.com for your next meal. Bruner's Supper Club invites you to Maggie's Lounge, an exciting new bar lounge. It's open Wednesdays through Sundays beginning at 4:30 for cocktails and light fare. And you don't need a ticket to enjoy the great atmosphere of Maggie's. So stop by Bruner's Supper Club off Moore Lake and Highway 65 for dinner, drinks, and live music from both big-name local and national artists. Cafe Latte combines a cafe dining experience with gourmet quality food. Plus, you can still do online ordering and takeout, along with gift cards. Just go to cafelatte.com and choose from their ever-changing selection of award-winning salads, sandwiches, and soups. Cafe Latte is located off Victoria and Grand and online at cafelatte.com.
This is Leonard Peltier. I'm in Coleman 1, U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic, or NAC, on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
They sure do. Hey, we're here with State Senator out of Minnesota, Mary Kunish, and we were talking a little bit about guns. I want to switch gears here real quick, State Senator, and ask you a question. Is Dean Phillips really a Democrat?
You know, I don't know him. I mean, we've been, you know, in the same places, and I'm sure we've had a conversation or two, but I don't know his politics for sure. I mean, I think that with him running for
president,
it's going to really start the ball rolling on a bunch of other movement of political and elected officials here in Minnesota. You know, there's already people who are already filed to or are saying they're going to run for his seat. They might be vacating other elected seats. So then there'll be more, you know, one thing after the other, but What did it say on the back of his bus? Make the U.S. affordable again?
Yeah, I don't know, but that's interesting. I remember when the upheaval happened with our attorney general. What was that? That was 4 years ago, wasn't it? When everyone started running for other things and...
Mm-hmm.
And
I think it was when Franken stepped down and when our attorney general came back and ran for that attorney general seat. He left Congress and came back. Yeah,
right.
it's going to upset Minnesota's political scene for a while, I believe.
Well, I am kind of, I don't know if I can say this, but I will, butthurt, because on Wednesday, I have meetings in D.C. with my other job, and the president's going to be here, and I could have had a selfie with him, but now I'm going to be in D.C., so, you know, I'm sad.
Trading places, huh?
Yeah. So
send Robert out there for a day.
Yeah. Are you going to be able to see the president when he comes in town?
You know, I don't think that I'm going to be in that realm of activity. And a lot of times legislators are invited to things, but you don't really get to see the president or unless you're very forceful and kind of insist. Sometimes we're just kind of used for filler.
Well, there's a meet and greet that I'm going to miss. And then there's also a ball with over 100 people that will be invited. And I'm going to miss out on that, too. And I don't know. I'm just kind of sad, Mary. Maybe next time.
Would you have gone to the ball? Would you and Wendy have gone to the ball?
You know, I don't know if Wendy could because it's real. I've already met Obama once in this way. And that was real. You had to, you know, give your firstborn DNA and everything, and only I could go. So, I didn't get that far, but it was just out of my other job, I would have been able to get there. And we're big donors and things like that. So, yeah. I'm sad.
Yeah.
So, what else is going on? I know I've been kind of taking up your spot. I'd love to have you talk about what you want to talk about the rest of the segment.
Well, we had a really good week of traveling around Minnesota, visiting schools. A Tuesday and Wednesday, we spent two full days at about, 7 or 8 schools. So we started up in St. Cloud. We were supposed to go to Moorhead, but there was something tragic happened. A very beloved educator passed away unexpectedly. Oh. And the district was in basically shock and mourning. So we kind of shifted and ended up going over to the Circle of Life Academy. It's one of our BIE schools, our 4 BIE schools here in Minnesota. It's on the White Earth Reservation. And we spent a really nice time visiting the school. It's not like your traditional school in that you start on this day and you end on this day. They have interims. It's sort of a year-round school. And the schedule can change because of, you know, I think they kind of, their school year is really focused on the cycle of nature. Let's just say that. And so they might have classes for a bunch of weeks and then they take a few weeks break. But in that time, they have enrichment and other courses. The kids, the adults came out and drummed for us, and then the girls came and danced for us. It was lovely. And then they showed us around their school. Oh, it made me really nostalgic for my own classroom again. Yeah. So that was really great. And then we went down the next day, we went to Bemidji High School and we hit Hibbing High School. And that, do you know about that high school? It was built by the mining companies up there, and it's a historic site, and it's got all these murals and beautiful chandeliers. We didn't see the pool, but the pool has like crystal chandeliers in it. It's just beautiful.
Is that from the taconite mining days?
Yeah, back in the day.
Wow.
So that was really cool. And then we finished up in Duluth and just had some really good conversations about what's going on in school, what's working, what's not working, how the funding that we allocated is making a difference, mm-hmm. where it's, you know, sometimes you don't know what's going to happen if you allocate these dollars or you say, you know, there's policy that you want to see implemented, but you don't always know exactly how it's going to be implemented or so then we get some feedback and do we need to make some changes? Like Indigenous mm-hmm. Peoples Day, we passed a law that said you need at least 1 hour out of that entire day if you have school that day to do something around the Indigenous education of your students. And so I heard from teachers and students and families that some schools didn't do that at all. Mm-hmm. So we sent out a quick questionnaire and there's tons of response from districts. Yes, we did it. We did this. We did that. One school, they had Indigenous food in their cafeteria for the entire week. Ooh. And there were others that said, we didn't know what to do or how to do it, so we didn't do it. Hmm. Gosh, imagine if your student came to you, Robert, and said, I just didn't know how to do it or where to do it, so I just didn't do it.
Yeah.
It was a really good junket, and I'm glad that we went.
Well, hope some of those teachers and people can learn how to use Google and do a quick assignment on the land that they're on, if at the very least. But yeah, that's kind of disheartening, but kudos to the people that did do it.
Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. they could contact the Department of Indian Education. There's so that's much so out true. There. Yeah.
So true.
Well, somebody, I saw a little blurb that somebody wanted an update on the MMIR license plate.
Yeah.
And Tracy, I'm really Facebook. Pleased to say that it's coming along. We have a plan. I don't know how much I want to tell people about it, but we will incorporate the MMIR office logo on the license Ooh. Plate, and it should be colorful, and we should be able to start getting those plates at the beginning of the year. So like right away in January, they should be ready to go. And then, you know, it's our state prisons that actually manufacture those still? License plates.
Still? Yeah. I always thought that was a kind of a funny thing, but I did not know that. That's crazy. I have a official Minnesota MMIW hoodie that I wear around along with a bunch of stickers. And behind me is the scarf.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, I've got one too. It's like my girls keep trying to steal it from me. I'm like, no, you don't get that one.
Did you have a question, Haley?
No, I was just going to point out Tracy's comment there on the license plates. Oh. So thank you, Mary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, so for those that haven't heard about this, we passed a law that created a specialty license plate. And of course, you pay an extra fee to get these specialty license plates. And the money that those fees are going to go, a good chunk of the fees, not 100%, but more than others, are going to go directly into the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Relatives Office. And specifically, we've set up a reward fund, and those dollars will go into that reward fund. And that can be used for you know, managing the office itself, but also if there are people out there that have information and perhaps a little reward or something would loosen their lips, then there would be some dollars available for any rewards, because you can bet with any of our missing and murdered, whether they're Native folks, Black folks, African American, you know, anyone, people know things. They have information and facts, and unfortunately, sometimes a few dollars will loosen their lips.
Yeah, I know. Hey, State Senator, thanks for coming in as always. You know, I was talking to Haley and I said, yes, the state senator was, when she was a representative, was like the first politician that we had on our show. And you really opened up the floodgates, and we really appreciate you and all your support for Native Roots Radio over the years.
You bet. My pleasure. Wopilo as well.
Right on. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. What's up next there, Haley?
We have some encore animal segments, fun fact animal segments with Wendy, so stay tuned.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. He is dead. The suspected Maine mass shooter Robert Card found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Law enforcement sources tell ABC News they've recovered a body. Police in Maine scheduled a late-night news conference. Lewiston strong signs popping up around the community. Alex McMahon has been helping to make and hang the signs.
A show of Lewiston's strength. You know, the sign says Lewiston strong. We actually started kind of pushing this movement last night. We put it up on the sign, the marquee at one of our stores, and we put one downtown at the entrance to town.
The mass shooter killed 18 people Wednesday, injured 13 others. The suspected gunman has been found dead. Suicide drone believed to be targeting American forces in Iraq, shot down by the U.S. just miles short of the base. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin saying those attacks against U.S. forces by Iranian-backed militia groups are unacceptable and must stop. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Dane County judge has blocked a move by state lawmakers to remove the state's top election official. Attorney General Josh Call filed the lawsuit after the state Senate voted to remove Megan Wolf from the position. In a court filing, Republican leaders said that the vote was symbolic. While today's motion isn't the final ruling on the matter, the judge ruled that Wolf is allowed to continue serving as the state's election administrator until they make a final decision. Penalties could be on their way up for assaulting or doxing an election official in Wisconsin. A new bipartisan bill would also keep people from looking up clerks' phone numbers or addresses through public records requests. Local clerks from across the country say they're facing more and more harassment since the 2020 presidential election. If the bill becomes law, assaulting an elections clerk could mean 18 months in jail. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies overnight with a low of 35. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 44. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy. Chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 35. Cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 43.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Come.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Soul Space Farm Sanctuary in Richmond, Wisconsin.
That's hard to say. That sounds like a tongue twister.
It is.
Hey, we're here with Wendy Pilot, and she's our sacred animal expert here. We talk about our relatives over the years and how important they are and how we need to protect them. And so take it away, Wendy.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. My name is Hanaji Hihani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajingo, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level. It's always my pleasure to do that. And as you heard me say, it's not a new sponsor, but I want to promote this sanctuary. It's called Soul Space Farm Sanctuary, and they're located in Richmond, Wisconsin. And Robert and I spent the day there with our two godchildren on Saturday.
Yes,
we did. And it's a farm sanctuary. So they have all farm animals who have been rescued from dire situations, really. And they're cared for there. And we went there for Wally's Jumpiversary. That's what it was called. Jumpiversary. It's his sixth anniversary, right, that Wally, the pig, jumped off of a slaughter truck, headed for the slaughterhouse, and he was rescued, and he's at the sanctuary now, and they have a fundraiser every year, and this is his sixth year. And we went there and we met Wally and we met all the other animals, and it was a really fun day.
Yeah, I even had my medicine bag eaten by a goat. Was that a goat?
It was a goat.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
Us city folks, we're not really sure which animals.
It was
animals
a big furry dog.
No, we know what they
horns.
Are. But it's really good. So they're located at 1976 County Road CC in Richmond, Wisconsin. It's a nice, pretty quick ride from the Twin Cities here.
Yeah.
And they've been spreading compassion since 2015. Mm. Yep. They give public tours every Saturday at 1 o'clock. And they have all different events during the year. Mm-hmm. And it's really funny. So we went with our godchildren, and you know, you could feed the pigs apples, you know, you could go in the pens and pet the sheep and the goats.
They loved the rabbits.
They had rabbits there. I mean, it was really very nicely. It's a beautiful setting. The animals,
music.
You could
they
tell.
Live music.
They had live music. The animals, you could tell, are all just happy and relaxed. You know, they're not going to be killed and eaten. And they live a peaceful, beautiful life. Mm-hmm. You could go on their website, and they have events throughout the year. Soul Space Farm Sanctuary in Wisconsin.
Bought some bread from them too, right?
Yeah, zucchini bread, and they had a food truck there, and they had a silent auction, and you know, a lot of people were there. It was really good. Mm-hmm. So they also have volunteer work days, the first and third Saturday of the month from 1 to 4 p.m. And it was really funny because our godchildren, so one is 8 and one is 5.
And they're definitely city kids.
They're city kids. They're from Minneapolis. So, you know, they were a little like, you know, oh, should I touch the goat? Or, you know, there was some flies and, you know, whatever. But, you know, I told them both when we were leaving the sanctuary. Oops, my phone just dropped. And we were waving to the animals. Okay, bye, till next time. I said, hey, guys, I'm going to set us up and we're going to go and volunteer and, you know, clean the pens and, you know, scoop the poops and, you know,
you know, mm-hmm. rake the hay, whatever we have to do. And Olivia, who's 8, looked at me and she goes, I really don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So that's going volunteer,
Olivia.
Yeah. So check them out. You could donate. They have a Patreon. They really do really fantastic work.
You could probably trick them into that. Tell them you're going to take them to the theater or something.
We go. I'll give hand them a rake and a shovel and we'll get going.
Mask.
Yeah. You know, but yeah, it was really fun. So I really enjoyed it. You know, mm-hmm. I love all the animals. They had a donkey there named Amos, too. That was really cute. And, you know, all the animals there are used to people being around. So they're pretty friendly. In fact, one of the women had a board with all different paint on it, and she brought it into the roosters and chickens because they peck at it and they paint. But
I didn't get that.
Yeah, okay. But she came out and I said, oh, what are you doing? She goes, oh, I put some paint on a board and they like to peck at it and paint, but nobody feels like painting today.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe it was hot. It was a hot day.
It was.
You know, they really weren't expecting it to be so warm. It was in the high 80s.
Right.
You know, it was really a hot day. You know, they have it, you know, beginning of October, you think it's going to be, you know, 65 degrees, mm-hmm. but it was 85 degrees instead.
Yeah. It's warmer than that, I think, with humidity, but I'm not a meteorologist.
Yeah. So for me, I loved it. I really enjoyed the day. I would definitely go back. And I took some pictures. So what I started doing, Robert can chime in here, is I paint and I started painting pet portraits. So
that's
hard
to say.
It is pet portraits. So I'm practicing right now and I'm doing pictures for family and friends for free. And eventually I'd really like to get a website going and maybe not a website. People
Instagram.
Don't use like an Instagram or whatever. And then try to paint pictures of animals for money and then donate some of the proceeds to, you know, a rescue organization or you know, a farm sanctuary like this. So,
well,
stay tuned for that excellent
job, and everyone's really amazed when they see your photo. So when we get that Instagram up, we'll talk about, you know, people want to knock your door down and have you do them. They're really awesome, mm-hmm. but you'll probably have to do some sort of lottery thing or something. So you're not overwhelmed too, because people, especially with the holidays coming up, people are going to really want something like that. And we have like paintings of our mm-hmm. past pets too that are really nice mm-hmm. too.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So definitely I'll, you know, and the other thing that I feel like it's important to me is having, like I painted one of our neighbor's dogs. The dog's still alive, but he's, you know, he's getting kind of old. And I always like to know about the dog. Like, do they like to, you know, just like their about their personality. So I could think about the dog or cat. I haven't done any cats yet, but I mean, if I do a dog, I suppose I could do a cat. I like to know about the dog, so I could think about the dog while I'm painting it, and it kind of helps me. And the other thing I really try to do is I get the outline of the animal. Lucy, okay, I'll paint you too.
Yeah, Lucy wants to be painted.
Yeah, what I need is a picture. So I always just tell people, just send me your favorite picture of your pet, and I just kind of copy it and paint it. After I outline it, one of the first things I paint on the dog is I try to get their eyes,
right, the soul,
their eyes done, so that while I'm painting it, I'm looking at their eyes.
Yeah.
So I'll let everybody know like when that's coming up, and I'll give you my information.
Examples will be up there. I think they'll be blown away. I mean, we're not just kind of talking like mine would be stick animals, you know, with the
they're pretty good.
These are really good.
Yeah, they're pretty good portraits, and people who I've given them to, they're very
appreciative,
and they're very surprised I don't get that. I mean, the animal is like not exact, but it's a rendition of the animal, and you could tell who the animal is.
Absolutely,
you know, as soon as my aunt, I did one for my aunt. for her birthday. And as soon as she opened it and looked at it, she was like, oh my God, Nala. Yeah. Like she knew exactly.
That was a good you one. Know, too. Who They're Nala all good. Was, but so. Nala, the eyes.
And I'm really having a really good time painting them. Like I feel like really relaxed and very happy mm-hmm. and like almost a meditation, really. Right. Yeah. So I'm really, really enjoying it. So.
And it's coming out. You don't know. How, it's inspired, creator inspired. You know, the backstory and. You don't remember a lot of the painting process until it's done, right? Mm-hmm. You were saying something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, it's really kind of weird. It is. Yeah. Like I look back at it. I'm like, oh, my God, I just painted that.
Right.
And I've been doing them on 8x8 canvases where people really like. They're, you know, not too big and not too small. And then they have, like, they're 1.5 inch thick. Mm-hmm. So, like, you could set them on a table, put them on your nightstand, you know, or you could hang them. So, you know, they're really cute. So that'll be coming up and I'm excited about that. And I'm, you know, I literally like dream about painting and then wake up and I want to like get in my room and paint.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah. I'm excited about that. So I'm going to be calling it Pilot's Palette.
Yeah.
Like a painting palette.
I get it.
Pilot's Palette. And our little dog, Wanda, Aww. She's our little logo.
Yeah.
I just have to redo her. And yeah, so there's things I have to get. I want to get an email. I have to get an Instagram, a Facebook page. And once everything's up and running, hopefully in the next week or two,
yeah,
I'll be
week.
Sending out some information and all of the paintings that I've done so far. And we'll see what happens.
Well, maybe we'll talk you into doing a Fun Fact Friday, and by then everything will be set up and that can be one of your fun facts.
Oh, yeah. I know. I was at the vet. You know, we take Lucy to the vet every Monday. Every Monday she gets fluids because she has kidney failure. She's holding her own. She's mm-hmm. 17. She's doing really good. I showed the vet tech there that I see every week, you know, she, you know, I just walk in and she's like, hey, Wendy, hey, Lucy, you know, because we're there every week. But I showed her some of the paintings that I did. And she was like, oh, wow, these are really good. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to have to start selling them so I could pay for Lucy's fluids every week. It gets expensive. Now she's starting on medication for arthritis.
Oh, my God.
So,
hey, up next, Wendy Pilot. Fun fact here on Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake.
Stay with us.
We'll be right back.
October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and Strong Hearts Native Helpline is here to help. If you are experiencing domestic or sexual violence, Strong Hearts advocates provide culturally appropriate support and advocacy for Native Americans and Alaska Natives. Free, confidential, anonymous, 24/7. Strong Hearts advocates are Native American and take a Native-centered approach to every contact. Call or text 1-844-762-8483. That's 1-844-7-NATIVE or chat online at www.strongheartshelpline.org.
Let Next Chapter Booksellers help you with your holiday shopping. Next Chapter Booksellers has the perfect gift ideas. Books make for easy, thoughtful gifts that are a breeze to wrap and ship. And if you're not sure what book to get, the friendly staff at Next Chapter Booksellers are great at recommendations for any age and taste. Explore their wide selection of puzzles and games for interactive family fun. And if you're still stumped, then try a Next Chapter Booksellers gift card. That's Next Chapter Booksellers in St. Paul, your destination for easy-to-give gifts.
When a drunk driver hit my car, the structural integrity and safety features of my Toyota Sienna saved my life. I will always own one. That's it. That's the ad. I don't think I need to add anything else, but I'll gladly mention their sales team is attentive and friendly, their service department is the best in the state, and their vehicles, you can put a lot of faith in the quality and safety of a Toyota vehicle. The structural integrity and safety features of my Toyota Sienna saved my life. I will always own one. That says it all. Rudy Luther Toyota, 5 miles west of Minneapolis on 394.
Nightingale is your cozy, comfortable neighborhood restaurant in the Whittier neighborhood at 26th and Lindale. Nightingale has patio, dining room, and bar seating available. Plus, they still have takeout and delivery. Their menu has lots of delicious options like the famous Nightingale Burger and Fries, ginger tamari chicken wings, smoked chicken liver pate, and more. They're open from 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. daily with their full menu until midnight. So make the friendly neighborhood Nightingale your go-to restaurant in South Minneapolis. Place an order, make a reservation, and more at nightingalempls.com.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Ooh. Ooh. Hey, it's Fun Fact Monday here. We're switching it up a little bit here, Wendy. Wendy's been so gracious to come in and talk about some fun facts. But also, you have some other things you want to talk about before you get into fun facts? Was that,
or did I have a funny story I want to talk about, and I just want to remind everybody to check out Soul Space Farm Sanctuary in Richmond, Wisconsin. It's a great little sanctuary for all kinds of farmed animals. Robert, a couple, listen to this story. A couple on a 13-hour flight were refunded over 1,000 euros after being seated next to a farting dog.
Oh.
Yeah, Gil and Warren Press were traveling from Paris to New Zealand with Singapore Airlines when the emotional support dog started snoring loudly during the first leg of their trip.
Oh.
Quote, I heard this noise, a heavy snoring, Gil told Stuff. I thought it was my husband's phone, but when we looked down and realized it was the dog breathing, oh. I said, I'm not having this sitting next to us the whole trip.
Oh.
Yeah, they also claimed the dog wouldn't stop farting during the journey. It was then when the couple alerted the staff and asked to move, but there were no more spaces available. Quote, they couldn't have the dog out in the aisle because they couldn't get the trolleys through. So it had to come in further, which meant his head was under my husband's feet. She continued, my husband was in shorts and was getting the dog's saliva goo on his leg. Yeah, the pair were offered $116 in travel vouchers, which they were unhappy with. They pushed for a refund and have since given approximately $1,410, which they plan on donating to a charity for guide dogs.
Oh,
yeah. The spokes. Cool. Yeah, that's cool, right? The spokesperson for Singapore Airlines said Singapore Airlines apologizes to Mr. and Mrs. Press for their experience on board their flight from Paris to Singapore. The airline endeavors to notify customers who may be seated next to an assistance dog prior to boarding in circumstances where customers seated next to an assistance dog requested to be removed will be assisted to reseat customers within the same cabin if space permits. Honestly, I would sit next to a farting dog any day.
Well, more than a farting person, you don't know.
Right? Or a smelly person, or a person who has all that cologne on, oh. Or, you know, someone. I mean, really, a farting dog, give me a break. But I'm glad that they're donating, you know, the money to, the seeing eye dog thing, right. Or whatever. So that's good. I just thought that was a really funny story, and it made the news. I saw it in a couple of different
news outlets.
Yeah, it's so funny. Yeah,
jeez.
Yeah. But a couple of other facts about animals: in 1 year, an owl, in 1 year, an owl will eat over 1,000 rodents.
Wow.
So please don't poison my meals, right?
Three rodents a day.
That's crazy, right? So if you poison the rodents, if you put, you know, poison out for the rodents, and then the owl eats the rodents, then they get sick.
Good call.
Yeah, we were just talking about Wally.
Everything's connected, right?
It is. Everything is connected. We always talk about that. And we talked, we were just
lead
talking
bullets and
right.
That.
Yes. The lead bullets, the lead, what do you call those? Lures,
yeah, that like sinkers
that you use for fishing.
Yeah.
Those are also lead and those, you know, poison the waters.
Be.
Yeah. Well, that's a whole nother story. We talked about that, right? The NRA has very strong lobbying power, and they don't want any change, even if it makes if it's common sense change. Like, let's stop using lead bullets and let's use other bullets. They find that, okay, if they stop this now and we have to make this change, what's next after that? So they don't want to make any changes, even if the changes paranoia. Make sense. That's why they don't have good gun control in this country. Anyway.
Yeah.
Fun fact Friday. Fun fact Monday. Manic Monday. We're calling it Manic Monday. So we were just talking about Wally at the Soul Space Farm Sanctuary. He was the pig who jumped off the truck headed to slaughter.
Yeah. Escape.
Yeah. So here's a couple of pig facts.
Oh.
They're smarter than dogs.
Yes.
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 Smarter than dogs. They dream.
Aww.
Yeah. They can run up to 11 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the pig that we saw, they were gigantic, those pigs. I can't even tell you how much they weighed.
Right.
They can recognize their own names at just 2 weeks old.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they love belly rubs.
Yeah. They were kind of muddy. They were keeping cool because it was so hot.
Yes. And the guy had the hose out. So, yeah, it was very muddy.
But that's how they keep cool, in that mud. But it's hard to rub their tummy. You got your manicure all dirty.
I put my whole hand in the mud to grab the apple that dropped. Oh. And then I kind of wiped it off with my hand and gave it back to the pig. But Robert, fish are smart.
Yeah.
Studies have shown that fish can remember events, tasks, tests, other fish, and recognize human individuals for months and even years. So they have a memory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember fish feel pain, a sign at a restaurant where I eat.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody drew.
Yeah.
That was the beginning of your reassurance of claiming your art. It was a fish
I remember that. That was a long time ago. They had fish on the menu. Yeah. So I drew a picture of a fish
on our whiteboard leaving one of our former sponsors. That's they're coming back too, so we won't say the name.
Yeah, that's awesome. I know, really. I used to have a fish tank with fish in it, and I had fish that would see me and like run over to the edge of the tank and like want, and they would feed. And then I would like put my finger and make like figure eight, and the fish would follow me like they were playing.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I never knew that story. The things I learned on this show.
Yeah.
Wow.
I love that fish tank. Possums. We love our possums.
Yeah.
They're such cute little animals. So please don't hurt or kill possums. People are afraid of them. They're totally chill.
Hopefully our son-in-law isn't listening to the show, because they do listen once in a while, her and him. And
yeah.
But he got scared when he saw that possum in our backyard during Christmas.
Yeah, but they'll act like, and they'll hiss, but they don't do anything. They can listen to this about a possum. They can withstand up to 80 rattlesnake or coral snake bites.
Wow.
Yeah, and thanks to them, we have snake venom antidotes. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, plus in a single week.
One, the mosquitoes, right?
Not mosquitoes, close. Plus, in a single week, one possum can eat 5,500 larval ticks.
Oh, and they ticks.
And they rarely contract rabies.
Wow.
Yeah, so possums are your friend. Yeah.
Definitely.
So, I know we've had a heat wave here, but... Just a couple of reminders. All right. So before I say this, I want to tell you this. So Halloween, you know, a lot of people decorate their houses really cute for Halloween, but they use that fake
spider web.
Thank you. The fake spider web. And it's kind of sticky and you can hang it all over the place. But a lot of animals are getting caught in it, and bugs and butterflies. So don't use that. Right. Don't use that because... animals and bugs and butterflies and whatever else is flying around out there get stuck. And listen.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Damage from a flood or fire, sewage backup, mold remediation, or biohazard crisis. In all of these situations, you need help. That's why Midwest Restoration is here for you. They're absolute experts at coming in and taking care of anything that needs to be done. For them, it's not just a job, it's personal. Dedicated to lending a hand during your time of need. Midwest Restoration, call 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST, 24/7, 365. Always there when you need them most.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media
ABC
app.
News, I'm Chuck Siever.